You know the national news. In a moment, we'll give you Wednesday's local report of news from the Real Nyg Radio. I'm Sal Panessa. Mainly clear at the beginning of the evening tonight, then clouding up a bit with a chance of showers by daybreak. The overnight low temperatures in the mid-60s. For Thursday, becoming sunny with about a 40% chance of rain. Daytime high temperatures around 80 degrees. And Thursday night, mainly clear. Lows ranging in the upper 50s. And good news for the 4th of July. It should be sunny with a high temperature around 75 degrees. Topping Wednesday's local news, Niagara Falls detectives have arrested a suspect in the murder of a man found severely injured and left to die on Main Street on Monday. It happened in the area of the Rapids Theater. He was identified as 34-year-old Thomas Harris of Niagara Falls, who reportedly was stabbed several times. He was given first aid on the scene, but was pronounced dead a short time later. Police working on tips and video surveillance of the case were able to identify a suspect who they located in a tent near the railroad tracks in the 1000 block of North Avenue. City detectives said that investigation led them to 53-year-old Arthur Hicks of the Falls, who was reportedly taken into custody without a struggle. He was charged with second-degree murder in the case and was arraigned in city court. Detectives are still in the process of investigating that homicide and are asking anyone with any information to call them at 716-278-4553. I'll have more local news in just a moment. But a reminder, this news is brought to you by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. If you need a home appliance repair man, then you need Chris Moore. Put his number in your cell phone because the trouble is you never know when you're going to need him. It might be tonight, tomorrow, maybe a week from now, but when it happens, you'll want the number handy. 523-5911. The service call, $35 plus parts and labor. That's it. Better put the number on your cell phone now. 523-5911. And the local news brought to you by the Wellness Park and Community Medical Pharmacies of Niagara Falls, both locally owned and both locally operated, and they want to deliver your prescriptions free. For details or to switch your prescriptions over to them, call them at 260-1918. Wellness Park, 87th and Buffalo Avenue, Community Medical Pharmacy, Michigan Avenue just off Main, locally owned, locally operated, and they show it. In other local news, police attempted to stop a stolen car at Portage and Niagara Street yesterday when that car pulled away from them at a high rate of speed and led officers on a chase through the city's north end. That chase ended in the area of Hyde Park and Seneca Avenue when police said the driver was operating in a reckless manner that made it unsafe for pedestrians and other vehicles. The owner of the car reported a tracker that he had located the vehicle in the 600 block of 3rd Street. Officers then covered the scene and found the car and saw four suspects running away. They began to chase the suspects and ended up taking two adults and two juveniles into custody in the case. They say the car was reported stolen earlier from an apartment building on Niagara Falls Boulevard. Police told Niagara Radio that charges in that case are pending. Well, it'll be approximately another week before the 91st Street swimming pool will open for the season, while repairs are being completed due to vandalism found at the pool. But other splash parks and the Hyde Park Big Pool are scheduled to open on Thursday the 3rd of this month. Now that school is out and the city was able to hire the appropriate staff for the sites, including certified lifeguards, times and days of operations of the various sites can be found on the City of Niagara Falls Recreation Department's webpage. At the City Council meeting tonight, members are expected to go over an agenda item that's asking for a change in the zoning law that would allow the use of high energy throughout the city. That request is from the Niagara Falls Redevelopment Agency. Authorities tell Niagara Radio they're looking for that change to be able to operate high-efficiency data sites that include large numbers of computers that require large fans to cool the equipment and keep the sites operating. Authorities also say they'll be considering allowing the mayor to negotiate with the developers of the Hotel Niagara to use or rent the parking lot next to the Holiday Inn on Buffalo Avenue across from the hotel site for visitor parking should that project get completed. And of course, if you're interested in what happens at the council meeting, we'll have the details for you tomorrow afternoon on Niagara Radio News. If you're planning to watch some fireworks on the 4th, here's the lineup for the area. There will be a fireworks display in Hyde Park in the city on Independence Day following the Niagara Falls Americans baseball game in Hyde Park. In North Tonawanda and the Tonawandas, there will be fireworks and a celebration on the Renaissance Bridge on the 4th. In Wheatfield, fireworks will be launched at dusk in Oppenheim Park. There will be fireworks at 10 p.m. in Pendleton in their town park. And Lewiston will hold their yearly display at Academy Park. Here's one to check out at the State Park over the falls. Their nightly fireworks display on the 4th will go off at 10 p.m., but it will be accompanied to music that will be broadcast in stereo from KISS 98.1. And that's an event that brings back memories for WECK morning host Joe Chile, who several years ago coordinated fireworks set to music that at the time was broadcast on WJYE radio that Chile ran as the program director. Chile said he's looking forward to seeing how this year's event comes off. He says it's not new, but it's still exciting, launching fireworks to music. And again, this year, it'll be in the State Park over the falls at 10 o'clock with the music on KISS 98.1. And incidentally, if you don't get enough on the 4th, the town of Niagara will be holding their all-day Independence Day celebration with live music beginning at 2 p.m. on Saturday the 5th. That'll run from 2 p.m. until dusk with fireworks to follow in the town of Niagara Veterans Memorial Park at 7000 Lockport Road. Town Supervisor Sylvia Virtuoso says it'll be an all-day event and a lot of fun, complete with four bands that begin playing at 2 and will run until the fireworks display at night. And another added event in North Tonawanda, it's the 8th annual 4th of July Kids Bike Parade that'll be held on Friday the 4th at 10:30 a.m. with the lineup at the Pinewoods Park. Authorities tell Niagara Radio the event will include free ice cream and kiddie rides at the Herschel Carousel Museum. So there's a lot of great ways to spend the 4th of July, but do it carefully. If it happens in your area, we want you to know. And if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our Links of Niagara tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. And remember, during the summer, you can practice on the pro golf simulators in the Links of Niagara on the second floor of the One Niagara building at 360 Rainbow Boulevard. During the summer, golfing is 30% off there, and parking is always free. We update the news every Monday to Friday afternoon here on Niagara Radio, and you can hear it on the hour and half hour on niagararadio.net or by clicking our local news tab on the site after refreshing your browser. And for your convenience, our news is featured daily on Facebook just by typing in niagararadio.net in their search box. Local news first, and it's free from the real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa.